This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In the Gospel of Matthew, we hear an instruction from Jesus about how we should deal with disagreements, difficulties within the community. Jesus tells his disciples that first of all, you should go privately to the person and talk to that person. It's something that we often don't do. We would prefer to gossip to someone to try to get that person on our side, instead of having the courage to confront the person honestly and not aggressively, but rather with an attitude of concern. Even humbling ourselves a bit, saying that I might be misunderstanding this, but I saw you do this. Why don't you explain to me what's going on? So that we're no longer in charge, but rather we give the person the opportunity to be non-defensive with us. If that doesn't work, you should call another person in to help negotiate with you, to help find the truth in a messy situation. If that doesn't work, you call a few people in. Maybe they can help resolve the situation. And if that doesn't work, then you inform the entire church and see what can be worked out with that. We have to be as clever in the resolution of difficulties as we are in other things. If I wanted to watch my favorite TV program and I had an appointment, I would find a way to see that program. If I wanted to talk to somebody and it seemed like I was too busy, I would find a way to find some time in my schedule for that. Why is it that when we have difficulties with others, we often don't communicate it, we often let it fester within ourselves until it explodes like a volcano? As opposed to having the courage and the love to be straightforward and honest, and as I said, non-aggressive, in order to address a problem, so that the community, whether it be the small community of myself and this person, or the larger community, the city, the parish, the family, can truly live in peace.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.